He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door.
You know, that song, Tom, has been used way too much in Colorado, has it not?
You know, Chuck, as far as I'm concerned, it just absolutely speaks Colorado to every listener. So,
but it's appropriate this morning because we have a guest with us who's going to be taking us to a new Rocky Mountain high. This is Chuck King standing in for Bob Belts and Bo Mitchell, along with my co-guest host, Tom Scheffel. And we are so excited to have in the studio with us this morning Raleigh Washington, who most of you know has been one of the strong forces behind Promise Keepers since its inception. And Raleigh, you guys are in reinventing Promise Keepers yet again. Tell us about that.
Well, Chuck, Tom, I'm really pleased to be here with you. And Coach and I took about a five-year hiatus from Promise Keepers, and we launched a ministry called Road to Jerusalem. But in September of last year, virtually overnight, the board of directors unanimously called Coach to come back, and he is now the chairman and CEO, and I'm the president of Promise Keepers. And we are going to relaunch Promise Keepers mile high, higher than a mile, really 5,400 feet in Boulder, Colorado, where it all began at Folsom Field. And we're going to do that on the 31st of July and the 1st of August. But it's going to be a celebration, 20 years of ministry to men for Promise Keepers. And during this year of celebration, we are going to sort of break the bubble. We're going to invite women for the first time. We're telling men to bring the special women in their lives, their spouses, their daughters, their sisters, their mothers, because we're going to honor them. And we're also inviting the single lady and the single mother, because we're going to honor women in a very, very special way. Proverbs 31:31 says, let the excellent work of the woman praise her in the city gate. That's a public praising. And so we're going to do that. And so that's a different dynamic. But during this anniversary year, we want women to be there. We want the men to be there as we relaunch Promise Keepers, mile high.
Is that August the 1st of 2009?
August the 1st will be the second day. You will miss the women if you come August
1st. Oh, well, we want to be there then
on July 31st, Friday, July 31st at 6:30 in Boulder. But, Chuck, also from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Friday, we're going to have the National Day of Repentance. All the prayer groups throughout across America got together in Washington, D.C. two months ago, and they felt that God was going to unleash his wrath against America, and especially the church, if there was not a repentance because of the circumstances that the church really can impact and change. And so they called Promise Keepers and said, you know, the 90-day period that the prophetic people saw is going to be August 1st. We believe, Promise Keepers, you're supposed to host this National Day of Repentance. And we said, we want to serve you in any way that we can. And so there are going to be thousands, literally thousands of prayer warriors from across America who are going to be conducting a National Day of Repentance from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Friday, July 31st. They have developed what they call a declaration of repentance, and you can get that on the PK website at the prayer movement.
Tell us quickly how you get to that website.
www.promisekeepers.org. www.promisekeepers.org. And there you'll find the information that we're going to have. But we're excited. So that Friday and Saturday, that weekend, 31st and the 1st, we are relaunching Promise Keepers.
You know, Raleigh, that's very, very exciting. If there's anything that touches the heart of God, it's our repentance. And so to the degree that this is something that has touched the hearts of the leadership of Promise Keepers and now is going to be manifested in this great opportunity to cry out to God in the next, you know, 60 days from now, what a tremendous blessing. A question that many of our listeners may have, I've been a Promise Keeper for many years. I look at your brochure here. Our listeners need to get these brochures. There's a beautiful picture here of Folsom Field. It's packed to the gills, and I think I was probably there at that one. I was Absolutely. A couple years later when they packed that out. I'll never forget it, and it just was such a tremendous impact in my life. Here's the question that I think many of our listeners would have, inviting women. Tell me what went into that discussion and that decision.
Well, number one, as a 20th anniversary, we want to celebrate 20 years of minister to men, many, many wives and many ladies who have said, you know, I would really love to experience what happens in a stadium with loaded with men honoring and worshiping God. It's a unique dynamic. And so ladies have participated, but as prayer warriors and as volunteers. We always have 600-700 volunteers. More than 60% of them have been women, so they've experienced it, but not as a special invited guest. Here's the issue, day of repentance. Why? Because of the condition of the church in America. What is this condition of the church in America? 50% of evangelical pastors are caught up in internet pornography. 65% of men who attend church caught up in internet pornography. 80% of young adults 18 to 30 caught up in internet pornography. It's like the spiritual weapon of mass destruction. Also in the church, there's phenomenal division. There's division between male and female. There's a division between the haves and the have-nots. There's a division between Jewish and Gentile believers. In other words, our Lord is not going to come back for a divided church. So what we're going to do there is we're going to heal the divide. I believe that Coach McCartney's calling on life is healing the divide. I think that's my calling as well. Some people would say it's reconciliation. It misses the dynamic because we have horrendous divides. Charismatic and conservatives who love Jesus, man, they don't get along with one another. Do you know that one out of every four Christian marriages have experienced violence, abuse, where the man has abused the woman? This is within the Christian family. So we have that dynamic. That divide needs to be healed. So what we're going to do there, God has called us, heal the divide. Now, 1 Corinthians, Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Popular verse, there's neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, but we all one in Christ Jesus. That verse, popular verse, identifies three categories of people who have been dishonored throughout history. Women, poor people, and Jewish people. Well, how do you handle it? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If you were to sum up the entire chapter, you could do it with three words. Honor heals division. You know what our theme is? A time to honor. We're going to honor women and heal that gender divide. We're going to honor the poor, the oppressed, and the needy and heal the divide between the haves and the have-nots, which is so needed during these tough economic times. And we're going to honor the spiritual fathers of the faith to heal that divide between Jew and Gentile. Who are the spiritual fathers of the faith? Jewish believers. 1 Corinthians 4:15. Here's what Paul says to the church at Corinth, the Gentile church. You may have many teachers, but you don't have many fathers, for I became your father through the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is he saying? If you are not Jewish and you are Gentile and you know Jesus, you are a product of Jewish evangelism. My word, the Old Testament prophets, Jewish. We are spiritual seed of Abraham. He was Jewish. The writers of the Bible, all except probably one, Dr. Luke, were Jewish. The disciples of Jesus, all Jewish. And Jesus happened to have been Jewish. So the spiritual root and foundation of our faith is Jewish. And as a church, when have we ever honored the spiritual fathers of our faith? Well, we're going to do that and heal that divide. And I'm going to tell you what Scripture says. John 17, verse 22. when the Jew and the Gentile, who are believers, come together as one, the glory of God will powerfully manifest itself. The glory in Hebrew is called kavod. If you talk to the coach now, he won't get through three sentences without saying kavod. Well, when he says that, he's talking about the Hebrew word for the glory of God. It is going to fall in Boulder. We believe Boulder is going to be the epicenter for something that's never happened probably in our lifetime in terms of the manifestation of the Spirit of God. Boulder will be the epicenter, and it's going to spill across the United States to the praise and glory of God.
Man, Tom, I think we just went to church.
I was going to say, I think that was, I hope you're speaking, because boy, oh boy, that was powerful.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to have Pastor Raleigh on my Bible quizzing team. Raleigh, in a moment, I want you to tell us a little bit about the speakers at the conference and who's going to be there. But let me stop for the moment to remind our listeners that you are listening to You Get the Blessing, the Bob Belts and Bo Mitchell program, where they interview inspiring leaders, and we certainly have an inspiring leader on the show this morning. I'm Chuck King, guest host for this week, along with my co-guest host, Tom Scheffel. And we have in studio one of the truly great leaders of the Christian community in Colorado and across the country, and from one of those ministries that's probably impacted more lives and more marriages than just about any ministry out there. Raleigh, it's a brave undertaking to take something that has done so well and change its direction slightly. So you've told us about that. Tell us what method you're going to use to accomplish your purpose.
Well, basically, Coach is Coach. When he came to Colorado, he dedicated—
And what you're talking about, Coach, for those who don't know, of course, you're talking about Coach McCartney.
Coach Bill McCartney. When he came to Colorado, he dedicated the football team to the Lord. And he's a person who is all out. He said, don't waffle, don't daffy duck. If you believe it, go full bore. That's who he is. And that's what he's doing with Promise Keepers. During the past several years, Promise Keepers has struggled and waned in attendance, and those dynamics have affected many ministries. And when God gave Coach the vision, his vision that he brought back to Promise Keepers was, the church is incredibly divided, and we need to address that divide. And that divide is really addressed by using honor to heal the division. So that's what he brought back. He said, in other words, here's the dynamic. The mission of Promise Keepers, before we got back for 19 years, was this: ignite and unite men to be passionate followers of Christ through effective communication of the seven promises of the Promise Keeper. That's great, but we are taking it up another notch. We have, on the coach's return, we have now changed the mission. Let me tell you what it is today. It's to ignite and unite men to be warriors who will change their world by living out the seven promises of a Promise Keeper. That's the goal. We want men to be passionate followers. We want men to be godly men. We are going to challenge men to be warriors. We're going to deal with men nose to nose. But we want them to not simply walk passionately. We want them to be world changers. And right now, the division in the body of Christ needs to be changed. Warrior men can make that change. And that's the fresh vision God has given Coach to bring back to Promise Keepers.
Raleigh, you're positively inspiring, frankly. You know, Coach McCartney, if he has any reputation at all, it is that he is flat out for Christ. And so as he comes back on board, this is going to make a huge, huge impact. And it sounds like he's surrounding himself with folks like you that are going to have an impact with him in that regard. Here's the question that I would have, and many of our listeners might have. So someone goes to Promise Keepers, man or woman, but let's take a man, perhaps, or maybe you can respond to both of the above. They get inspired. They become ignited. They become warriors. They now take that inspiration back to their local church that, as you observed earlier in the program, there are divisions. There are issues that are awash in our churches today that are affecting impacting their effectiveness. How do they take this message back? How can it make a difference, and how can it change our churches so that they are beacons of light in a darkening world?
You know, we have a motto at Promise Keepers, and it says, real men sing real loud. And men in the church usually don't sing very loud because
not very many of us can sing loud on key.
And, never bothers me.
And so when we do that and we sing loud, you know, our wives will look at us, and so we'll pipe down. When we get to the stadium, we sing real loud. Well, we're going to bring that real loud singing back to the church, and the ladies are going to not look at us. They're going to love us because they're going to be singing real loud with us, whether we're on key or off key. Our goal of doing that is recognizing what indeed will best facilitate bringing the kavod, the glory of God. What will honor the heart of God? It's answering his high priestly prayer in John 17. Father, I pray that these and those would be one. These are his disciples. Those are everybody who believes in him because of the disciple. That's Jew and Gentile. That the world might believe that you sent me. And verse 22 says, and the glory you gave me, I'm giving it to them that they may be one. Our thrust is, as men become warriors, as men become sold out for Christ, as men will love the women in their life and reach out even to the single women and the single moms and love them so that they feel a part of the family of God, as churches initiate programs to reach out to the down and out, the poor, the oppressed, and the needy with great programs that's going to be introduced at that program, as the believing Gentiles embrace the believing Jews, and we see this oneness as the charismatics and the conservatives, though they may have different doctrine, they say, you're my brother and I can stand with you.
Amen.
When that oneness comes about, we are setting the platform to hasten the return of our Lord. That's our formula, and we believe that that's what God's called us to do.
I know Bo Mitchell, who is the regular host of this program, serves on the board of Promise Keepers, and he's been excited about this conference and about the reinvention of Promise Keepers for a number of months and weeks now. Tell me a little bit about the speakers that are going to be at this conference.
I'll tell you, I'm excited about the speakers that we're going to have there. On Friday night, when we get started, we're going to have the first lady that we'll honor her to deliver full-fledged message. That's Jane Hanson Hoyt. She's the president of Globe Ministry. Then we're going to have Gary Smalley. He goes way back with Promise Keepers, and he understands marriage, family, but he also understands what it means to honor women, and he's going to challenge women to be honored. Then we'll have the evangelistic message delivered by Jonathan Burness, who is the president of Jewish Voice Ministries. They call him the Billy Graham of the Ukraine, and he has a real evangelistic gift. And the worship is going to be led by Paul Wilbur with the Promise Keepers Band, and they're going to be leading great worship, but we're going to close the evening with a concert from C.C. Winan. That's on Friday night. Then on Saturday morning, we're going to have Tommy Barnett, and he's going to talk about dream centers that he's being planted across America. And then we're going to have Tony Evans, Dr. Tony Evans for Oak Cliff in Dallas, and he's going to challenge churches to adopt a school, a program, a phenomenal program that he has on Saturday morning. And then on that evening, you're going to hear Coach McCartney. You'll hear David Chernoff, who is the leader for the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America. You're going to hear Dan Juster, who is from Israel, who will be there. I'll be speaking in that plank as well. Those are some of the dynamic speakers that we have going forth. And here's what we're going to have. On Saturday morning, we're going to have, for the first time, a breakout session. We've had them before with men, but this is going to be for young men and young ladies, for youth and young adults. And they're going to be in the Coors Event Center on Saturday morning from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And they're going to have Christian rock. They're going to have Christian hip-hop and dance and what's called the spoken word, which is a new form of communication among young people, urban gospel, and more in a dynamic way. And they're going to get together in their language and their music and their style, and it's going to really speak to youth and young adults in an absolute powerful, powerful way. Lou Engel, who leads up the Call Ministry, he is going to be the evangelist for those young people. So they're going to be rocking at Coors Stadium before they come and join us for the finale.
You know, Raleigh, it's just really exciting to see how excited you are about this. This is the conference Ignite and Unite, Reinventing Promise Keepers in Boulder, Colorado at Folsom Stadium on the evening of July 31st and the day of August 1st. Raleigh, in the remaining time we have, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and how you got connected with Promise Keepers.
Well, I pastored a church in Chicago, Illinois, on the west side of Chicago called The Hood. We called it the Rock Church, and it was a church that reached out to the poor and the oppressed and the needy. I was in partnership with Glenn Cairine and Circle Urban Ministries. We called it a holistic approach. They had Christian doctors, Christian lawyers, education evangelism, and together we had a holistic approach, reaching out to the poor, the oppressed, and the needy. We co-authored a book called Breaking Down Walls. 1994, it got the gold medallion, as the title of that book was Breaking Down Walls, a model of racial reconciliation in an age of racial strife. And that was when Promise Keepers really drafted me to come and be. And so in 1994, I joined the board of directors. 1996, I came on staff as the vice president for reconciliation. Then I went on to become the executive vice president for global ministries, ministering in to the poor, the oppressed, the needy, and to all, healing the divide. And that's when I met Coach Bill McCartney. And because his heart and my heart were one and the same, we were knit, and we've been together ever since.
Chuck, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was so excited to hear Raleigh use the term Christian attorneys, because we have two Christian attorneys co-hosting today, and I think Bo and Bob are forever worried that we're going to taint this show forever, but we brought on a great pastor this morning. Go ahead with your question.
I couldn't agree with that more, and my comment was, really was a comment to you, Chuck, and then a reaction by Raleigh. I mean, what a privilege we are to be here in Colorado. I think of the song, you know, Rocky Mountain High. There's going to be obviously some Rocky Mountain High in Boulder, Colorado here in July, late July and first part of August, and of course, it's going to be the Lord that's going to be lifted up. That's
absolutely
so clear to me just at listening to you and feeling the sense of your enthusiasm. What a blessing that is. What can we do to, I'm sure there are going to be folks coming from all over the country. I just know that's how it works. But obviously, we're blessed to be here in Colorado so that people right here in our own backyard, what can we do to encourage people to come to this tremendous event?
Let me tell you. Last year, it was $89 to attend a Promise Keepers event. This year is $59. But because we don't want anybody to be turned away, because we understand the economic times, and because we believe that we're going to have such a powerful manifestation of the Spirit of God, the suggested fee is $59, but pay what you can afford. We're not going to turn anybody away, so you need to get in line quick, you know, and register. You can come online to Promise Keepers. You can call to get it. You can just call 866-PROMISE, 866-PROMISE, and register, or you can come to Promise Keepers, www.promisekeepers.org, and register online. Here's how you can help us. We are raising up 5,400 prayer warriors. We need more prayer warriors to sign up. We want one prayer warrior for every foot of elevation up to Boulder, which is 5,400. So we are looking for prayer warriors. Called and asked for Pastor Gary Hines. He is our national prayer coordinator, a Rose Op, and we're raising them. And then pass the word. Tell everybody, listen, this is a focus on the family. It is. We're honoring women. And so we want your daughters to be there, your wives, your sisters to be there, the single mom. And certainly we want the guys to bring their sons to be there. Focus on the entire family. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be a spiritual explosion, the likes of which Boulder has never seen before, to the praise and glory of God.
Praise God.
That number again is 866-PROMISE. I'm sure, Raleigh, that if you're scholarshiping all of these people who can't afford to pay the full fare, and I'm sure that the fare doesn't even cover the cost of the conference, that you'd be willing to accept donations toward this conference.
We would definitely be willing to accept it. My wife has 10 buses committed and filled with Native Americans from the reservations that's coming here.
They can't afford to pay the price. And the buses, she says, we need $40,000 for buses, but we're believing God to bring that in. So certainly, and the donations that come in will be directly used to scholarship those who can't afford to be there but need to be there in these times of need.
What an opportunity to minister. I have to tell you, Raleigh, it's probably that same conference you were at, Tom. I look at that picture of Folsom Field, and I remember sitting down there on the floor where it was about 105 degrees with my son, who was in high school at the time, and it was a life-changing event for us. And I pray that there will be thousands who will get that same blessing this year from Promise Keepers. Thank you, Raleigh, for being with us. You have been listening to You Get the Blessing. Guest host Chuck King and Tom Scheffel in for Bob Belts and Bo Mitchell. Don't forget the conference, Ignite and Unite Promise Keepers, July 31st and August 1st at Folsom Field in Colorado. Thank you, Raleigh, for being with us. Thank you, Tom, for hosting with
Thank
me today.
Chuck. Thank you, Raleigh.
Hey, blessed to be here, my brothers. Two lawyers. To God be the glory.
There you go.